That was Weezer with Africa on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 8:11 now on a Tuesday morning, and we have more Clear's Community in the 8 o'clock hour. I have Mary Wiegand with me from Platte Valley Literacy Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I say all that right?
You did.
That's amazing because my brain's pretty much dead today. So. All right. Score one for me. So you have some classes coming up.
Yes. We offer a Spanish class, and this is our third class that we're offering. We just started it last year. And we're trying something new this time. And with our afternoon classes, we are also offering an evening class. And that is a lot more popular than I thought it was going to be. And that class is almost full.
So if someone wants to register for either of the classes, first of all, what times are they?
Our afternoon classes, those start September 11th. And those go on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 o'clock. And then our evening classes are Mondays only, and those start on September 10th, and those run from 6:30 to 8:30.
And how long do you go? How many
weeks? They're 12
weeks. 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you learn quite a bit of basic Spanish.
It is. It's basic conversational Spanish. And I tell people when they leave the class, they're not going to be fluent in Spanish. I mean, you're learning a second language, and we're just helping them to learn just the basics, how to say their name or their address, how to just, you know, communicate with their Spanish-speaking customers.
Which is important because there are a lot of them out there.
There are. We had our last couple of classes, you know, we've had bankers. We've had some people from the local pharmacy in there. We had some property managers, just, you know, all over the board. So it was great. We have a great diversity with our careers and our classes.
And it's even just a good kind of beginning, I guess, to get yourself immersed. And then if you want to go on and, you know, listen to a Spanish radio station or a Spanish TV, you know, you'll pick up a lot.
You will. And you know, we also teach English classes. And if you don't use it, you lose it. And so, you know, if you go into our classes and learn some Spanish, you have to go home and speak it. Or, you know, like you said, listen to the radio or, you know, on TV. In fact, a lot of our English students, that's how they learned English, is by watching TV. And so you can say that's educational. I don't know.
Well, if it's Sesame Street, you're okay.
I know, right? There's a lot of stuff on TV I don't think I want to be watching.
So how much does the class cost?
Our Spanish classes are $75, and that includes, obviously, a textbook, and that's yours to keep. You can write on it, highlight it, do whatever you want with it.
So how do we register for the class?
You can email me, and my email address is it's M. Wiegand, which is my last name. It's MWIEGAND.PVLA@gmail.com. And then you can just shoot me an email that you want to register, or you can give me a call at 562-1432.
And you guys are located in?
We are located at the Clomas Family Resource Center. It's the old hospital. We're on the main floor. We're in there with a lot of the nonprofits, the United Ways and their big pals, Boy Scouts. And so we're like the first office from the main door. So
yeah, basically, if you just come in, I think there's a directory there that tells you where everything
we're
is.
We're right by the bathrooms.
That's handy.
I know, right?
We like it. We're going to keep Mary here and find out more about Platte Valley Literacy Association coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Madonna with Justin Timberlake and 4 minutes on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 8:20 and time for more Community Spotlight. We have Mary Wiegand with us from Platte Valley Literacy Association. And Mary, how long has Platte Valley Literacy been around?
Oh, we've been in Columbus over 25 years. We actually started at the Columbus Public Library just offering ESL classes. They were, you know, pretty small, and then the GED classes, and then we started growing, and we outgrew the library, and so we moved to where we're at, and I think we've been there for, gosh, I don't know, 5 years, give or take, so.
So you offer English as a second language classes. Now you're offering Spanish classes. You also offer GED classes for people that need to get that that diploma.
Yes. Our ESL classes and our GED classes, we partner with Central Community College, and we also have to report all of our results and our outcomes to the Nebraska Department of Education.
So what else do you do?
Well, we offer a citizenship class, and that class is pretty popular. What we do is we help those that want to become a U.S. citizen. We help them with the civics part of the test, and then we help them with the literacy part. A lot of people, they have no idea what it costs and the time involved to become a U.S. citizen. It's over $1,000 just to apply to become a U.S. citizen, and then the tests are really hard. I don't know. We were talking earlier. I don't know if I could pass the test.
I'm pretty sure I would not.
Yeah,
so.
there's 100 questions on this test, and they only get asked 10, but of course you don't know what 10 you're going to be asked, so they have to know all 100 questions. And then of those 10 questions, they only have to get 6 right. But, you know, it's very nerve-wracking because they have a lot writing, you know.
Oh, yeah. I really have to give kudos to anybody who's willing to go through everything they need to do to become a citizen.
Yes.
They want to be a citizen.
Yes, and you know, with all the bad press and all that stuff, you know, I always say we have, you know, our students, you know, they want to be here and they're doing it the right way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what is your coverage area as far as services?
Well, for
anybody that can drive here, they can.
Well, pretty much. Since we do partner with the community college, you know, Central Community College, I pretty much stay in the Columbus area, or the Central Community College's Columbus area. So, you know, the Schuyler, Silver Creek, you know, I don't think I go to Central City, but we have Davis City. We have a ESL class in Schuyler. We have an ESL class in St. Ed. So we have just the area that the Columbus campus covers.
Okay. And your classes are offered where?
Our classes are offered at our office at the Columbus Family Resource Center. And both our GED and our ESL classes, we have morning and evening classes. And those classes are free. Everything they do is free of charge.
That's cool.
Yep.
So let's go through the details for Spanish classes again. They will start when?
Our Monday evening classes will start on September 10th. And our Tuesday, Thursday class, they start on September 11th.
And the times for those?
Our Monday evening is 6:30 to 8:30. So that's once a week. And our afternoon class is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2.
And how long do they last?
They last 12 weeks.
And this is for very beginners.
Yes.
In Spanish.
Yes.
And how do we register?
You can email me, which is mwiggin.pvla.com. Or you can, actually it's pvla@gmail.com. Or you can give me a call and I can give you my email address.
All right. Very good. Mary, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. We've got more music coming up on Clear 101.